Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Nate Hill. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 28, verses 16 through 31. And when we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier who guarded him. After 3 days, he called together the local leaders of the Jews. And when they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people, or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty, because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain." And they said to him, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are, for with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God, and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen.'" He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. This morning's reading from Acts 28 brings us to the latest point reached by Scripture's historical narrative. We might expect Luke to tell us what ultimately happened to Paul. Was he released? Was he executed? Instead, Acts ends with Paul living under guard and preaching, proclaiming the kingdom of God, and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Paul himself is hindered. He cannot travel where he wishes. A Roman soldier guards him in his residence. Yet everyone who comes to him hears about Jesus. Paul is confined, but the gospel is moving freely. This isn't the first time God has worked that way. In Genesis, Joseph was also carried into captivity because of the hostility of his own countrymen. His brothers rejected him, sold him to Gentile slave traders, and he was sent far away to Egypt. Later, although Joseph had acted faithfully, a false accusation landed him in prison. From any ordinary perspective, Joseph's life appeared to be moving farther and farther from God's promises. Yet the Lord was with Joseph. God used the prison to bring Joseph before Pharaoh. Through Joseph, God preserved Egypt, the surrounding nations, and Joseph's own family from famine. Joseph later told his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive." Paul could say something similar. His opponents meant to silence him, but their accusations eventually carried him to Rome. The prisoner arrived in the capital of the empire, and the gospel arrived with him. God transformed captivity into an instrument for carrying salvation to the nations. And yes, Joseph's and Paul's experiences point us toward the greater pattern that is fulfilled and found in Jesus. Like Joseph, Jesus was rejected by his own people and handed over to Gentile authorities. Like Paul, Jesus was repeatedly accused, although the authorities found no guilt deserving death in him. Jesus was arrested, bound, mocked, and apparently silenced upon the cross. Yet Jesus wasn't merely another innocent servant whom God eventually vindicated. He willingly entered his captivity for us. He allowed himself to be bound because humanity was bound by sin, death, and the devil. He endured condemnation because we stood condemned under God's law. He entered death to break death's power from within. On Good Friday, Christ's enemies thought that they had finally silenced him, but the grave couldn't hold the Lord of life. Jesus rose, and his saving word went forth from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria, and finally, through Paul to Rome. Paul's suffering, therefore, follows the pattern of his Lord. His apparent defeat becomes an opportunity to proclaim Christ's victory. Paul summarized this truth in 2 Timothy 2, verse 9. I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound. That is the message with which Acts leaves us. Paul has chains, but the gospel has free course. The apostle is guarded, but Christ's kingdom advances. Paul's circumstances are uncertain, but God's promise is secure. We also face circumstances that make us feel confined. Illness may restrict what we can do. Responsibilities may keep us from going where we would like. Fear, grief, loneliness, or guilt may seem to close around us like prison walls. But Christ isn't confined by the things that confine us. His word still reaches us. He speaks forgiveness to sinners. He nourishes his church with his word and sacraments. He works through Christians whose lives may appear small, limited, or hidden. Acts ends, but Christ's work doesn't. The gospel that reached Paul's lodging in Rome has also reached us. And through us, God continues sending it to others. Paul was bound. The word was not. And because that word proclaims the crucified and risen Jesus, neither sin, death, the devil, nor even the grave can prevent Christ from bringing his salvation to his people. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Paul, your apostle to the Gentiles, proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ while in prison in Rome. In our freedom to worship you rightly, give us burning hearts when we hear Moses and the prophets expounded before us, and open our eyes in the breaking of the bread to see you as our Savior and Lord. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.